Ready for a deep dive? We're about to unpack some seriously cool ideas about, well, success. But like, not the usual rah-rah crush it kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is different.
We dug into a podcast by Victor Akinremi. Haven't come across his stuff before.
I listen to his podcast sometimes, yeah.
And he's got this whole philosophy about how real success, it all starts with spiritual growth.
Which is interesting, right? Because you wouldn't necessarily think that. Going in, I mean, on the surface, it's a business podcast. He talks about marketing, sales, entrepreneurship, all that jazz. But Akinremi's really big on this idea that spiritual growth, it's like the bedrock, the foundation for everything else.
Okay, so I'm already intrigued, but I got to ask, spiritual growth, that can be a pretty loaded term. We're not talking about, like, lighting incense during your coffee break, are we? What does he actually mean by that, especially in the context of, like, running a business?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And he does a good job of breaking it down. So like one of Akinremi's big things is this idea of providing value to your customers.
Right, I've heard that before.
Oh, totally. It's not exactly a new concept in the business world, but Akinremi, he connects it back to this idea of spiritual growth, right? He's saying it's not just about selling a product or a service. It's about genuinely wanting to make your customers' lives better, easier. Provide value, it should stem from a place of, well, I guess you could say spiritual alignment. It has to be genuine.
So you're saying, like, it can't just be a marketing tactic. It has to be something you actually believe in.
Exactly.
I can dig it. So what's the connection between this whole providing value thing and actual tangible business success? Like, is there any evidence that companies that operate this way actually do better?
There is, actually. There's this growing field of research on what they call conscious capitalism. And the research suggests that companies that are purpose-driven, companies that prioritize things like ethical practices, sustainability, employee well-being, yeah, they often see better financial performance in the long run.
Interesting. So it's not just some woo-woo feel-good thing. There's actual data to back it up. I like it.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes Akinremi's take so interesting. He's not afraid to talk about the spiritual side of things, but he also ties it back to practical, real-world results.
Which is probably why his podcast is so popular. People want that balance.
Totally.
But, okay, I got to be honest. When I hear this phrase, aligning your spirit, it still feels a little, I don't know, vague. Like, what does that actually look like in a day-to-day sense?
I hear you. And I think that's the beauty of it. It's going to look different for everyone. He talks about his own practices, prayer and meditation, but he's super clear that those are just examples. It's about finding what resonates with you, what helps you feel more centered, more connected to something bigger than yourself. For some people, it might be spending time in nature. For others, it might be something creative, like painting or writing, or even just like having a really good conversation with a friend where you feel truly seen and heard.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to get it. It's about tapping into that inner wisdom, that intuition, and letting it guide your actions.
Exactly. It's about trusting that inner compass. And that's where his book comes in, actually.
Oh, yeah. Result, Cancel, Insult. I'm just going to say, I love that title.
Right. So catchy.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it perfectly sums up this whole idea, right? When you're acting from a place of alignment, when your actions are a reflection of your deepest values and your purpose, the results, they just follow.
And the insults, those become irrelevant.
Exactly. You're not as fazed by setbacks, by criticism, by people who doubt you, because you have this inner knowing that you're on the right track.
It's like that saying, when you're aligned with your purpose, the universe conspires to help you. Cheesy but true, I think.
Holy.
So to bring it all back to Akinremi, has he shared any personal stories about how he's applied this philosophy in his own life?
He has. He's talked about facing challenges in his entrepreneurial journey, moments where he had to dig deep and reconnect with his why. And it's interesting, he's also written books on like completely different topics. There's one on overcoming obstacles, which makes sense. But then there's another one on get this DIY pest control.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And I think it just goes to show this whole idea of finding that inner alignment. It's not just for like big life-changing decisions. It can apply to anything, even dealing with those annoying ants in your kitchen.
I love that. It's about bringing that mindfulness and intention to every aspect of your life.
Exactly.
Okay, so to wrap things up for our listeners today, it sounds like what we're really talking about here is a different definition of success. It's not just about the external stuff, the money, the achievements. It's about something much deeper.
Right. It's about that inner transformation, that ongoing journey of growth and alignment. And I think the coolest thing about Akinremi's message is that it's accessible. You don't have to be a guru or a monk to tap into this stuff.
Totally. It starts with those small daily choices, those little investments in your own well-being and growth.
Exactly. Which is actually how he ends his podcast. He challenges his listeners to, take action, to make one small investment in themselves.
I love that. So here's a question for everyone listening, something to ponder as you go about your day. If you were to make one small investment in your personal or spiritual growth today, what would it be?